This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of this, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in, take control of the airwaves, and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. We've been all over the place tonight. We started the show out with a phone call, and that usually means that it's just you never know what you're going to get. And tonight, we've been everywhere from talking about apologizing to people to civil disobedience regarding open containers to an incredibly popular topic of circumcision. But we left off the last hour with Roger listening in Evansville to WGBF. And Roger, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, now Roger, right at the very end of the hour, you made a suggestion that I wanted to expound upon here. And that was that you believe the Tea Parties need to get together and hold these politicians accountable. Did I understand you correctly?
Yes, you did.
All right, so what do you got in, what do you got in mind? What's the plan?
Well, our group here, we've got a pledge that we have them sign that they're going to uphold the Constitution. You know, that since that's the supreme law of the land and enforce the federal laws that, you know, aren't illegal, of course. And it's
well,
like,
what federal laws aren't illegal? I'm just curious.
Oh, well, well,
pretty much all seems.
There's a bigger problem that the federal laws on the books, they don't enforce if it's not beneficial to the state. Kind of like with Arizona trying to get immigration enforced because the feds aren't doing their job.
Well, wouldn't you say that I would seem to me that the federal government's laws are mostly all unconstitutional, so how about we just throw it all out?
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
Why not?
But well, my biggest issue is with child support.
What's that have to do with the federal government?
It's not written in the Constitution.
Well, no, but they've got the Federal Child Support Enforcement Office. But
sounds unconstitutional to me.
Well, they don't have a Federal Visitation Enforcement Office. Which would be enforcing.
That would be unconstitutional, too, because it wasn't written in the Constitution, and the Ninth and Tenth Amendments say anything that's not written in here is remanded back to the states.
Okay. Well,
see, now this is my problem with these pledges for the Constitution. I'm all for getting politicians to follow the Constitution. However, I think that it is it's unlikely to work because different people interpret the Constitution differently. And here's the point. You likely, like me, believe that the Constitution limits the growth of the federal government to just ways that are enumerated inside of it. And that is that so?
Yes.
Okay. And but, you know, another thing the Constitution says is that, you know, the Supreme Court gets to interpret what the Constitution says, that it has appellate authority and that it gets to make the final decision. Isn't that so?
Yes, unfortunately.
So then, in fact, what you think the Constitution says and what I think the Constitution says and honestly what the lawmakers think the Constitution says doesn't matter. What matters is nine people's opinion as to what the Constitution says, and the Constitution says whatever those nine people say it says. So if those Supreme Court justices get a case where they where it says they decide that the sky is green with purple polka dots in it, then the sky, according to the highest law in the land, is green with purple polka dots, even if you and I can see that it's completely different. The Constitution is a broken and flawed document, just like the federal government.
But laws are supposed to be written as reasonable men would say and do. So if we'd start electing
who the hell said that? Yeah, who said that? Well, laws are written by people in charge so that you've got to do what they say.
Laws are written by men and women who I don't know who want to force me to obey their diktats. That's what laws are.
They're supposed to be written as reasonable men would say and do.
No, that's the nonsense that they come up with to get you to believe that they've got a just system that's at some point in history actually worked.
Yeah, you don't need to write down the. You don't need to write down a bunch of laws like they've been doing. There's really only a couple of laws that you really need. Do all as you promised to do, and what's the other one?
Don't harm anyone.
Do no harm and obey your agreements.
Don't steal, covet, et cetera, everything that came out of the Bible.
Well, I don't know about coveting. You can covet all you want as long as you don't come and do anything about it.
So two of them, real simple.
But as far as a reasonable man would say and do, that's part of Title 28 United States Code Service, Section 455.
Means nothing to me. I don't know what that means.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you real quick. The title is Disqualification of a Judge, Justice, or Magistrate for Being Prejudiced, Biased, or Having a Fiduciary Interest, and failing the reasonable man test.
When is the last time that happened?
Poludniak was a case probably back in 79, 80.
Mm-hmm.
It was part of a federal lawsuit.
Yeah, they generally they tend to not go after themselves or throw themselves out or in any way hold themselves accountable. Look, I'm all in favor of if you can somehow hold these government people accountable, good luck. But what else do you – I mean, what are you going to plan on doing besides having them sign a piece of paper?
Well, can we go back to the founding fathers and tar and feather them?
Tarring and feathering seems a little violent. Maybe you could come up with something.
You can do it gently.
Hey, thanks for that. How about just not going along with it anymore? How about just not paying, not obeying, not jumping through their hoops, and basically telling them to go flip off? How about that one?
Well, yeah, I've filed 6 federal lawsuits trying to get some equal protection. And
how'd that go for you?
They say they don't have jurisdiction over what I filed on.
Yeah, you have no standing, right?
Yeah, it's like you're the federal court and you don't have jurisdiction over federal law. Who does?
No, this came. You have no standing. Anytime you come after the government for something, and it's one of their favorite things to say. And I thank you for basically saying sorry. You can't file this lawsuit. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
He's busy and doing things, and I think that that's very important.
Sure.
I think that likely at some point or another he'll find that it just
you're spinning your wheels.
You're getting nowhere. You're doing all you're doing, and you're getting nowhere. And those are the people for whom the Free State Project is the perfect answer. The Free State Project, which is it's a pledge essentially to move to New Hampshire once 20,000 people pledge to do the same thing. Many of us have moved already, and there are hundreds and hundreds of people here, 850 or so that are accounted for. There's likely a few hundred more than that that are here already on the ground doing things and have had a remarkable amount of success for a few hundred people moving to one state in order to return it to liberty, to return it to, or, you know, to, I don't know about return, right? Like to limit the role of government to
increase liberty.
Yeah, to limit the role of government to protecting life, liberty, and property as its maximum role.
And we will continue with your phone calls about what you want. Going to Isaac in Tampa, listening to WFLA. Hello, Isaac.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for letting me control the airwaves.
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Hey, I wanted to talk about circumcision. Believe it or not, I really didn't have an opinion before I started listening tonight. And I am circumcised. My parents obviously chose for me. I was just curious about a couple things. What you guys take on some other things related to this is the interesting thing for me is not really like the health aspects or the what was the other thing, the cleanliness aspect or the sexual aspect, because it seems like from all the studies that you guys have quoted and from what some other people, they didn't really give good citations, but I imagine that for every study about its adverse health effects, there's one that says, it prevents, some disease in like 1 out of 1,000 cases or something.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. Wikipedia said basically said there's really nothing that's conclusive.
Sure, sure. And so for me, that is really not interesting. What's interesting about this debate is the liberty aspect of it and the kid's choice, being able to choose whether or not he wants to be circumcised. That, to me, is a debate or, a discussion worth having. And what it leads me to is questioning for people who are on the side of, the parents aren't giving their kid a right to choose whether or not he wants a foreskin. Does it make it difficult to also have to jump through all the hoops of, are you letting the kid decide whether or not he wants his mom to ingest certain food or do certain things like, not exercise or not be healthy, which could somehow impact the kid later on. And I don't even want to go here, but, it could even get into opening up Pandora's box of abortion and, deciding whether or not the kid has the right to choose whether he wants to come out or not. And all that aside, I think that we as reasonable people say that our parents can make some decisions for us when we are obviously not capable of making them on our own. What we eat when we come out, whether our mom breastfeeds us or not.
Certainly.
Those are choices we can make.
Certainly. I'd like to continue the discussion here in a moment, if you don't mind. Hang on, Isaac, more with you and your calls as well about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and they're free, including listening options. We've got live streams, broadband and dial-up flavors, plus our webcam, as well as listen lines that allow you to call in and listen around the clock from any phone that can dial long distance. Of course, our web streams are also 24/7 playing constantly the last episode of Free Talk Live. So if you're listening during our live hours, 7 to 10 Eastern, then you'll be able to hear us live. But outside of those hours, you'll hear the most recent episode, so you'll constantly get Free Talk Live. Plus, of course, we've got 81 radio stations from coast to coast, Alaska to Florida, New Hampshire to California, and maybe going out a little further out to the west soon. We can't say much more than that, but looking forward to making a nice little announcement coming soon. So, and there's also our satellite signal as well. We've got the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM now up on the bird, as they say, and broadcasting Free Talk Live and some other great Liberty-oriented shows all across North America. So you can get details on all of those listening options just by going to listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Talk radio these days is a veritable smorgasbord of precious metals offerings. There are companies all up and down the dial offering to get gold and silver into your hands. And I think it's a good idea to have gold and silver either as a hedge against inflation and investment or barter currency and things in case things go south for whatever reason. When I tried to buy gold and silver in the past, back when I was just sort of a talk radio listener, I found it dizzying. The salesman offered me bullion, numismatics, collector's coins. I didn't know one of these things from the other, and I didn't know what.
I just want some gold.
Right. I just wanted some gold. And so what I just tried to do is to offer just that, gold that people can get in their hands at gold.freetalklive.com. We do it through Midas Resources, who help syndicate the show. And so you can go there, and I believe that you're going to find the best prices on the Internet. I think you're going to find at least some of the best prices on the Internet. And what I would challenge you to do is these coins are common, everyday coins that just are intended to get gold in your hands. And before you buy with any of these other companies, check gold.freetalklive.com. Check their prices against the other company. At the very least, you'll make the other company come down in their rates. And at the best, you'll be able to buy gold and silver at some of the best rates you'll find at gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, we're going to bring back Isaac here, listening to WFLA in Tampa now. Isaac, are you back with us?
Yeah, I'm actually in Tallahassee, but that's okay.
Oh, the board, I've got it wrong. Apologize about that. Tallahassee, listening then to WFLA FM. Now, Mark, can you recap real quick what Isaac was getting at? And Isaac, please correct us if we misunderstood.
So basically, if I understood you correctly, Isaac, you're saying that one can't hold a parent responsible from the standpoint of liberty essentially, where are you going to draw this line? What about children being able to demand that mothers take, vitamin B supplements while they're pregnant, that they must, of course, there's the murky waters of abortion. Obviously, nobody would want to be terminated.
Not drink alcohol.
Right. So where does this line of liberty get drawn? And I would say that you've touched on a point, yes, that when,
as far as what liberty a parent has mother
parents,
has.
Parents are whole, complete individuals in themselves, and they have liberty over their bodies and how they run their lives. And they have, of course, dominion in their homes. So you're right. I could demand that my child wear a mohawk, whether he wants to or not, if he wants to live in my house. And I would be sort of from a standpoint of liberty correct there. However, you're moving in from you're moving with great facility from the area of positive and negative rights. And I don't believe positive rights exist. Positive rights are essentially I deserve health care. Whereas a negative right is, because I live and I have the ability to speak, I can say whatever I want and I have freedom of speech. So a negative right comes from the inside. A positive right is from the outside. That child can't demand of you that you eat anything, okay? Just because they exist, they don't own you and they cannot enslave you. Do you understand the difference?
To a certain degree. I wouldn't necessarily say that my perspective is that, men and women as parents should be able to determine whether their child gets circumcised or not, specifically getting back to the circumcision discussion. I would like to maybe listen to another show that you guys did on positive and negative rights to get a little bit better perspective, but I think that for somebody like myself who is liberty-minded and somebody who thinks that, the country we live in is, fairly oppressive, it does become difficult to draw that line. And I just didn't understand your discussion of positive and negative rights to fully comprehend where
it's confusing to me. Always still confusing
all
to me when
rights,
I hear it.
Yeah, I hate the terms positive and negative rights, because who wants to have negative rights? That sounds awful.
Yeah.
But all the negative rights are basically the ones enumerated in the Bill of Rights and many others. So I have the right to do with my body as I please because it's my body. I have the right to do on my property as I please because it's my property. I have the right to yodel while jumping on one foot because I can yodel and jump on one foot. Now, when I'm on your property, yodeling and jumping on one foot then becomes part of your purview. You can decide whether or not I'm allowed to do that, and obviously at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're not going to want me doing it out by your bedroom window.
But a positive right comes in.
But a positive right says that I have the right to...
Education.
Healthcare. A Mercedes-Benz.
The act of
whatever it is.
You have the right to the act of another.
I have the right to, because I'm a kid in public school, I have the right to a laptop. I have the right to a wonderful education and all these other things that the government sort of purports to give to people who have less or whatever in order to make things fair and just. That's what a positive right is. Do you get it a little more now?
So that makes sense. So then my question is, were you trying to say that a parent making the decision for their kid to be certified is a positive right?
The child has sort of a negative right to keep his foreskin. Do you understand? Now, obviously, the child then doesn't have the right he doesn't have the right to come into my home, and I could require that all the only males come in my house must be circumcised. So I think a parent has a right from that standpoint. I'm just saying they've opened themselves up to legal issues because here in the United States, courts have ruled, whether it's right, just, or good, or pure, or not, that parents are liable for circumcising their children. Now, I think that a parent can choose to do that if they're going to let the child on their property. However, I think it's a bad choice.
I think that
what I'm saying is that child couldn't, where they can claim, hey, that's a piece of my body you cut off, what they can't claim is, hey, my mama didn't drink the right kind of cod liver oil when I was in her womb, and she's wrong. I believe that a mother has the right to smoke cigarettes and drink bourbon when she's pregnant if she wishes to. I just think it's a terrible, terrible choice.
Isaac, I'm going to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Yeah, the issues of rights of an infant are pretty difficult to deal with.
They are,
right?
Because they're completely dependent upon you, the adult, the parent.
Right. So really it all ends up coming down to what society and what the general zeitgeist, the spirit of the times.
And what I'd like to, and that's what I'm saying, is it's a cultural issue. And I believe that from a cultural standpoint, we're making a mistake circumcising little boys.
Yeah.
It's not particularly necessary. Teach your child to wash properly, and then you've taken care of all of the issues of not circumcising, and you have whatever benefits there are. And then if they want to make the decision to be circumcised, they can do that when they're adults.
Absolutely. And they can put however many holes in that they want in themselves.
They'll do that too. Yeah. You're not going to stop them. They're going to tattoo themselves too.
More coming up at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Tis the Saturday edition, and we are here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. And those features include stuff like our archives, our bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give ours away. In fact, you're able to influence the stuff we talk about on the air by going and submitting your own content to the site. In fact, the website that you see, freetalklive.com, all that content that you see there, provided by listeners like you. So if it weren't for listeners like you providing content to our site, we'd have nothing there. And that would be awful. So thanks to everybody who contributes to the site. You can be one of them by going to freetalklive.com. If you see something online that you think's interesting, you think our listeners would enjoy, you just submit it to the site, and then other listeners will vote up or vote down. And you can vote up and down on things, too. And then the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site. Head over and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Death. Its shadow followed him. Its hot breath had flowed across the back of his neck. Its cold fingers caressed his throat. So begins Matthew Wayne's novel, The Ouijiers. Follow Paul's adventures as he dabbles in the dangerous netherworld opened up to him by way of the Ouija board. Open your imagination to the frightening possibilities as a demonic dimension merges with our own. What occult realities will Paul discover? What hidden powers will he have to battle? Read The Ouijiers to find out. Available now as an ebook, and you can find it at ebook.freetalklive.com. That's ebook.freetalklive.com.
We continue with your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Earl, listening to K-Med in Medford, Oregon. Hello, Earl. Earl?
Hello.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hi. Hey, I was calling about a couple of topics you brought up, but I just I have to say something about that commercial you just ran about Wii Sports. You know, I almost hung up because I really don't believe in promoting people playing with Wii Sports.
But I'm sorry, I can't really hear you. The wind is kind of getting into your microphone.
Okay,
you're saying?
All right. Yeah, I really don't like promoting people playing with Ouija boards. and that's what that commercial is doing. Anyway,
so what about like Harry Potter?
You know, if you look at some of the issues, I think it was the first issues of Harry Potter. On the back side of the title page, it told the librarian what topic to file the Harry Potter books under, and the topic is witchcraft. So that's that's what Harry Potter teaches. Well, that's what the publisher decided that is the topic of Harry Potter.
It's a book about magicians and witches and that sort of thing,
so that makes sense. Witchcraft is not a good thing to be involved in
but it's not really witchcraft, silly, right? It's fiction.
Yeah, it's just silly nonsense. Witchcraft is just nonsense.
If you
read
fiction about war, it doesn't mean you're walking around shooting little brown people in the head, you know?
Well, when you're teaching, when it's a book for children, they meld reality with fantasy.
Children just can't handle that fiction stuff. Should you let your kids watch TV at all?
You know, no, because there's so many lines on TV that I wouldn't. But anyway,
all right, go on with your next subject.
Okay. The reason I called is you're talking about the problems with the federal government, and there's so many agencies that are not constitutional, and how is it that the federal government does all these things that is specifically prohibited by the 9th and 10th Amendment? And the answer is found in a book called, it's titled Money and Legal Tender. It was written by the director of the Mint, Mr. Linderman, in 1877. Now, this is the director of the Mint. He says, under the legal concept called the plea of necessity, which is when you're at war, you can do anything and everything necessary to win the war, including issue war scrip. And that war scrip is what you have in your that folds up in your wallets, folks.
I don't know if I would call it war script, but it certainly is script, and it certainly is a fiat currency, and it's certainly arbitrary, and it's a bad thing. So I agree with you.
Yeah, who are they against? Who are they at war against? I guess it would be the question, and I guess the answer would be the American people.
Well, that's true, but see, right, and they change the wars because there's always another war. So under war, as long as the federal government is at war, even though it's not in the Constitution, this is how the Supreme Court has interpreted it. As long as the federal government is at war, it can ignore any part of the Constitution, and that's why Congress keeps getting involved in wars.
But we aren't at war, though. I mean, war is a legal state, and the United States government hasn't been at war since 1945.
Well, how about this one?
I've got an answer for you on that. Somebody sued and went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court says it doesn't say in the Constitution that Congress has to declare a war in order to pay for the war, and that's the weasel words that the Supreme Court used, and that's the weasel words that the Congress is using not to obey the Constitution.
It's all very interesting, and you know, if you want to, you can point out that the state of emergency also exists, which is, again, where they write down on a piece of paper that there's a state of emergency because of X, Y, and Z, and then that also means that they can do whatever they want. So whatever, basically, really what it boils down to, regardless of the conspiracy theory that you want to believe, and I think there may be truth to all of it, but really, the real truth is that these people do whatever it is they want to do, and they write words down.
They're not your servants, even though they call themselves servants.
They write words down on paper, and they pretend like they're important, and they pretend like it justifies their violence, and they go about engaging in threatening people and engaging in violence on a regular basis, and they know there's nothing you or I can do about it, because even if we were able to file a lawsuit in their system using their courtrooms, it would just be kicked out by their judges. So they're completely immune, even if what they're doing is unconstitutional, even if they weren't in a state of war, even if they weren't in a state of emergency and they were doing these things, they would still be coming up with excuses as to why it's necessary. So you're right on that part. They do use the doctrine of necessity, but there's always going to be an excuse regardless of what the words say on the piece of paper.
Here's a solution to work around, at least on the state level, the problems of public officials not obeying the Constitution. Number one, it's going to take the Fully Informed Jury Association to make up a list of constitutional amendments to teach a jury and the grand jury what are their rights and what are their powers And this must be taught before that they can sit as a juror.
It's a great idea. It's a great idea. You're never going to get it instituted within the government system because they're not going to do that.
Have you heard of referendums, state initiatives?
Yeah, some states are better than others on them, but
it's a possibility, I suppose.
So what you do is you find a state that has referendums, and you get it to work there. And once
seems like a lot of effort, but
you can't even get the sales tax. You can't even get people to vote against the taxes that they have to pay on a daily basis.
Earl, I've got a better one.
And when you're talking about getting them to actually study this issue and figure it out, I think what you're saying is true. It's not going to be as easy
But here's where it goes after that. Once that you really do inform the jury and the grand jury what their powers and what their rights are, and you tell them you even have the power to indict state officials, state officials, and you have the power to indict.
Then you could really go after them. Look, I'm with you, man. Jury nullification, that makes sense. I agree with you. But here's my suggestion. Rather than trying to mount some huge, expensive campaign to change the laws, which is an incredibly arduous and difficult task, I know I've done it, I've done petitioning, I've done all that stuff. Rather than do that, why not just stand out in front of your local courthouse and hand potential jurors FIJA information, Fully Informed Jury Association stuff?
Well, yeah, and that's one way. But see, that's just reaching a few people at a time.
But you're reaching all the important people. You're reaching all of the potential jurors. You stand in front of the courthouse, in front of the entrance, during the time which they're going to take people in for jury selection. So you're handing flyers to the people that are most likely going to become jurors at that point in time. I know I do it every single month here in Keene, New Hampshire. We've done it now for almost two full years. Coming up in the next couple of weeks, we'll be celebrating our second full year of doing Fully Informed Jury Association outreach. And we have hit probably 80-90% because a lot of people in New Hampshire take the flyers because they're just more open-minded, I think, up here than they were down in Florida. But we're getting that information into people's hands and getting those ideas into people's heads. We never had to ask one politician or beg permission in order to do it, and it only takes about 40 minutes per month. And I thank you for the call.
Good luck with your war on Halloween.
To learn more about the full... To learn more about the Fully Informed Jury Association, you can go to FIJA.org, FIJA.org. You learn about jury nullification, how jurors have the right to say not guilty based on their opinion about the law, not whether or not it was broken. More coming up. You can take control in the remaining moments. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-036.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want, even in these remaining moments. Maybe enough time for your call if you make it now to 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is the live Saturday edition. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, you've got shopping to do, right? Surely there's something you've been wanting. Well, you know, Amazon probably carries it. Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. But, whoa, don't go to their regular website entrance. You have to enter through our special portal. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com and start your shopping there. Now, when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, that's just basically you telling Amazon that you came through Free Talk Live, and then they cut us a percentage of their sale. They basically slide over some of their profits to us simply for giving them the business. So you're going to do the shopping anyway. There's stuff that you need to get. There's stuff that you want to get. You can do it. They're in their dozens of categories, used items even available. Plus, brand new, if you buy brand new with Amazon, a lot of cases you get free Super Saver shipping. So head over and get your shopping done. Feel good because you're also helping Free Talk Live at the same time. Start your shopping at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. And occasionally people will have problems with the Amazon link, and we haven't yet figured out why that is. So if you're in the United States, you can just put U.S. after Amazon. So AmazonUS.FreeTalkLive.com. That'll get you right to where you need to go. If you're in Canada, you can put a CA after it, AmazonCA.FreeTalkLive.com. If you're in Germany, AmazonDE. .freetalklive.com, and if you're in the UK, amazonuk.freetalklive.com.
Germany is amazon.de.freetalklive.com?
Yeah,
D-E. What's wrong with them Germans? They can't spell?
Deutschland, I think, is what it stands for.
Tricky Germans.
We continue with your calls. Sean is listening in Daytona Beach, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sean. Sean? In Daytona Beach. I hear somebody.
Good evening.
Someone's picking up. And they get a turn down, whatever it is that is. Sean?
Okay. Let me make it. Yeah, my volume just jumped way up. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound fine. Go for it. But you need to get away from whatever those speakers are in the background. If you don't, I'll have to put you back on hold.
Okay, I turned it down some more.
Great.
I apologize. The volume just jumped
up. Go ahead.
Anyway, the last caller, the general sentiment, it just kind of cracks me up from some of our more conservative friends. Because some of us more radical libertarians, we really don't have any illusions. It's the government has the guns. They do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
So there's really no point in us spending a whole lot of time and money fighting them. And there's just absolutely no illusion about that. And you know what? The only reason why we walk through the poop fields of the state to go do things like you're talking about with jury nullification activism and even trying to work within the system is we know that the rest of the, you know, people actually, you know, believe all this legal stuff means something.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just going to rattle off a couple quick points of working within the system. I noticed the thread on your Free Keen forum where you're talking about food. And, you know, I don't know if anybody's considered starting a private food club where members of the club can cook for each other. You know, I mean, private association is, for the most part, completely outside of the control of the government. And a private food club might be an opportunity to...
Describe a little more what you're referring to, a private food club, because, I mean, you've got co-ops where people buy food together. You've also got underground restaurants like is going to open up in Keene. The Keene Last Biscuit is coming up here, and they're going to be...
Underground delivery.
Yeah, they're going to be delivering hot, fresh food, mostly southern cooking, to people and in their homes and their workplaces, and they'll be doing it all without asking for permission. Is that, you know, either of those things what you're talking about, or...
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, but private clubs are typically recognized within the system to where as to not government doesn't have any authority over them. That's the only reason why I mentioned the club, because maybe under a private food club, a group of people could start a private food club where they say, hey, you know, we're just a bunch of people that like cooking food for each other and sharing our own maybe family recipes, backgrounds, or whatever. And, you know, maybe they charge members within their club. I don't know. I'm just throwing the idea in the market. Whether it has any merit or not, it's not...
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. It sounds like it would fit in real well with the underground food establishments that are getting ready to pop up here in Keene. There's going to be the Last Biscuit, which will be doing delivery of various different food items. And then there's also, rumor has it, a pizza option will be popping up as well. And they could organize themselves as like a private club if they wanted to, some sort of a group that's, sure, you know, well, we're just dealing with our members here and that kind of thing. And then people could sign up. But I don't know if they're going to go through all those steps. I think they're just going to sell to whoever the heck it is that makes a phone call.
I wanted to throw another idea in the marketplace for... You know, some suggestions of working within the system to create more options. Like, for instance, you know, we want to get rid of all licensing and all this other crap. Well, but you know, get rid of the licensing and then say, okay, if you're unlicensed, the only thing that we ask is post a sign that you're unlicensed. And if you're unlicensed, you know, anybody that does visit, there's no recourse in our court system for you. There's no police protection for you. So if you're going to do unlicensed activity, you have to contract with anybody that wants to do business with you to provide your own arbitration and your own protection.
So you're talking about under a government. You're talking about under a government system where they wouldn't be.
Well, I'm just talking. You know, we do have libertarians that are working within the system at state, local, and federal levels of government. And, you know, like Ron Paul advocates repealing legal tender laws for competing currencies. You know, one thing that we could advocate, we would like to see a lot of licensure repealed. And I think one way to advocate that is to say, well, let's make it optional. Let's make, instead of making licensure mandatory, let's make it optional. But if you exercise not to have licensure, you don't have recourse to the public courts and you don't have...
It seems like a reasonable modification to the government system, and I thank you for the call tonight. I would like to see the government system of licensing, you know, abolished entirely and replaced by third-party certification. I think it's important.
I think that people want certification and licensing, but not licensing through the government necessarily.
Which is really useless, because usually a license with the government just means that you've paid off some bureaucrats so you can do business. It doesn't really necessarily mean a hallmark of quality or anything like that. Because quality can vary widely between licensed businesses. So I think it's important to always remind people that when you're talking about getting rid of licensing, you're not talking about getting rid of safety checks or anything like that. You're talking about increasing quality of products and services and the checks and things like that are done on them by having the marketplace provide third-party certification. And if you look in various different industries, these things already exist. It would just take that and write it on a larger scale. So you've got the Underwriters Laboratories, ETL, these companies that essentially approve products. They certify products as being safe. You've got various different organizations that certify different things about, for instance, you know, restaurants. A lot of people are always worried about restaurants. Well, many restaurants have their own inspection companies that come by and do a far better job than inspecting than the government inspectors do, et cetera. So in the absence of the one-size-fits-all government monopoly license, you would have a variety of different certifications and things like that. You look at ASE certification for automotive technicians. You look at NS, what do they got? The various different technical ones for IT administration, lots of different certifications in there. And constantly in a field like IT and other places, you have to get recertified over time because things change in the industry, technology changes, et cetera. And so similarly, different establishments could have different levels of protection depending on what their customers were looking for. Let's continue with your calls and talk to David in Charleston, listening to WSC-FM. Hello, David. David in Charleston, going once. David in Charleston.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to settle the circumcision and the scripture debate before I get on to the more interesting stuff.
All right, do it quick.
In Galatians 5:2, a brief passage, Paul says, "Mark my words, I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourselves be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all. Again, I declare to every man who lets himself be circumcised that he is obligated to obey the whole law. You who are trying to be justified by law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. But by faith we eagerly await through the Spirit the righteousness for which we hope. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has only value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love."
Now, the guy Larry who called in, he basically said, "I don't go for all that New Testament mumbo jumbo." He liked the old stuff. So he's like a Noahide, if you know what that term means.
I do not.
Noahide is essentially somebody who follows the Jewish laws but is a Gentile. And he's essentially a Noahide, and so I mean he's got a different religion. You can whip out the Bible on this guy, and what does he care?
Specifically for Christian, you know, that take the Old and New Testament, and I mean the New Testament is the fulfillment of the prophecy in the Old Testament. If you use the whole Old Testament,
David, hit me with what you were also calling about because we're real short on time.
Okay, sorry. I think we really got to wake America up. I think you guys are doing a good job because until the people in America change and are willing to let go of their personal corruption of using the government to steal things for themselves, it's not going to. But something, I had an idea in the meanwhile. See what you guys think of this. A ranked voting system, I guess it would be something that could be implemented at the local level or the state level where the voting laws are established, where, say, I would vote for my number one candidate and then my number two, number three, number four, number five choice.
There are different methods like this. The Condorcet method is one of them. That's how the Free State Project chose New Hampshire. They had 10 different states from which to choose, and they were ranked in order of preference. There are different ways to do that, and there are certainly ways to improve
it
voting.
It is a far better way to arrange the deck chairs on the Titanic. Excellent.
True. Hey, thanks for the call. We're out of time. Back tomorrow night.
It's like arranging them in a little arrow.
Online only at freetalklive.com for the Sunday show. See you then.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.